Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Distinctive Bullshit Podcast. So we had the honor by speaking to a friend of ours regarding chivalry. And is it needed? Is that something that is still expected? We talked to a really good friend of mine, Kay Renee, and we kind of, you know, had some little mini conversations about her whole jazz and what she thought and felt, and as well as us regarding chivalry. Babe, what was your thoughts?
It went very well, but I would have to say that, you know, chivalry is one of those things that is something that men do out of the goodness of their hearts. And I think when they do it out of the goodness of their hearts, it's not really something women should be looking for necessarily or expecting, but be grateful for when it happens is kind of how I'm going to go on that one.
I feel like it can work both ways. I do think that it is needed, and that once we get back to that, I think you'll see a different like mindset out of men and women. Like once you hold that person up to a higher standard in the beginning and they know that that's something that you really enjoy and you like, I think more people would look at it like another form of like love language. You know what I mean? Like you got all these different love languages.
But chivalry is definitely a love language.
It definitely is. It should be added. So we still have another segment and part with her regarding red flags and expectations. So a little bit, you guys will get to hear how that conversation went. We started talking about what is expected when you start to, like, what was it, like beginning the very first, like
from the first date on to, like, What is after the first date? What does it look like moving forward when, you know, you're interested in somebody?
Yeah. So thank you guys for taking the time and listening, and check it out.
So if he has kids, that's a deal breaker for me. Especially with me already having two kids. Like, I don't... Now, if they're older kids, like, I'm going to say 16, 17, I can do that. But yeah. Little ones, like, under 10... little ones under 16, it's just a no for me.
16?
Yeah, because if I have two, and then you have two, or even just more than that, mm-hmm. For one, I don't want to deal with no drama. I'm not saying that's always the case, but most times that is the case. I don't want to have to deal with baby moms and all that stuff. So it's just enough for me. If they're older, you don't have to deal with that stuff. You know, not necessarily. Not like the little
subjective.
Ones.
Yeah.
So, I mean, kids, I can't say it's a complete deal because, again, I have kids. So I don't want someone to be like, oh, you got two kids. I can't mess with you. But it's, for me, it's definitely an age thing for sure. So.
Okay. Is it a deal breaker when you're first dating someone or while you're dating someone if they live at home? Male or female, if they live at home, why and why not?
No. Not in today's age, no.
Okay. I agree, not in today's age. Mm.
Rents are just way too expensive now.
I'm gonna go to a certain extent. I agree with you.
What's the extent? Like, what's the drop off?
If you're just staying at home because rent is high out here, mm-hmm. That's a deal breaker for me.
What?
Yeah, because I feel like I want you to have a more viable reason than that. Because that just shows me that you just lack drive. Because who doesn't want their own place? You're going to make it happen. Whether rent is $2,000, $1,800, or $16, you're going to make it happen. Now, if you're staying at home because you are saving for your own house,
yes,
like a down payment on a house, or you're waiting for a marriage, I got you. That's not a deal breaker. But just because, like, you just, no.
It's a deal breaker.
Yeah,
it's a deal breaker, yeah, if you're waiting because of marriage.
Why?
If you're waiting because of marriage, that may never happen. But even if it does happen, if you're going to wait to get married before you move in with somebody, you don't know how they're going to be.
Well, not necessarily to move in, but what if you're saving for your future life, if you will? I mean, even then, that sounds weird saying it out loud now because you don't know when you're going to die. So,
jeez. Jesus.
I mean, no, that's no.
For real. So I'm gonna backtrack. Maybe you're saving for a house. For me, that's the only exception. Or you're in school to be a doctor or some shit, and it's taking time.
To me, that's not enough.
No.
No.
And I don't want to clap cheeks at your mom's house.
I'm clapping cheeks at your mama's house, your auntie's house, your uncle's house,
no, she's not.
Grandparents' house, whatever.
No, she's not.
A house is a house. Okay, period. In the basement.
I could not.
Because here's my thing. All right. So, by that thought, let's just say there, to me, okay, if you're going to school and you're doing all this, honestly, you have no business dating then. Because if you're that focused, if you're that focused on what you got going on, you just need to come correct before you start trying to date. Not unless that person is truly okay with where you're at in life. They should be okay if you live at home. They should be okay if you're saving towards a house. They should be okay if maybe you're taking public transportation to get around, because the way that your life is set up is not really necessary. Because I feel like more times often than not, especially like generations coming up, you're going to find that they're staying at home. They're not.
And it's not a bad thing. Like how it used to be, oh, you're a bum because you stay at home with your mom or your parents. I don't think that's necessarily like my initial thought.
Right.
Now, after I talk to you and it gives that, then. I don't think it gives bum status anymore like how it used to. But again, after you talk to someone and you see that, okay, they really have no drive, then that becomes an issue. Like, okay, you really are just kind of bumming it at home. And then that's a deal breaker. You mentioned lack of transportation, right? Clearly, that's not a deal breaker for you, given what Amari said earlier.
But okay, knowing my wife now, I think it would be a deal breaker if I wasn't as committed to getting to work taking care of my business.
Okay. Like you didn't let that hinder.
I didn't let that. I walked. How far? That was like a 5 mile walk easily.
God. And I would either walk up. I got stuff to do.
Or ride my bike.
Baby, that is still horrible to me.
How is that? My thing is this.
Did you have time to take them though?
No, I was working two jobs at the time. So was more so, it wasn't like he was like waiting on me like, oh, I know you got to be at work, but so do I. He's like, okay, I'm fine. I'll go ahead and ride my bike, and then I would maybe pick him up. To me, that shows that you did have the drive, because you wasn't banking on me because I was the one with transportation to help you get back and forth.
And you was doing it before you met her. So, exactly. I mean, that's a good point.
So it wasn't.
You might run into that type of thing.
That might be your soulmate.
You never know. Don't
count. So you're trying to say the man I see riding his bike down the street, I should be like, hey, what up?
You could be.
It's like, no, I'm playing with y'all.
That's a little extra, but.
I see what you're saying. And Cardinals are expensive, so I mean, but then I just feel like, but now you're an exception though, Amari, because you didn't expect her to take you or pick you up once you got her.
Yeah, she offered. I told her every chance I'm rare, good. Like, I can ride my bike.
He did.
Like,
I feel like someone, shut up, not his little bike.
Like, dude, no.
Hey, because I would have rode away and passed with like, beep, beep, you good? You need some water. But I don't know. I don't know if I could, because then you become the sole person transporting you guys everywhere. I don't know if I could be like.
That's okay.
Until a certain, if
at my age now, I wouldn't mind. Younger Kelly, no,
not a chance in hell.
It would not have happened. Absolutely not.
See, now I'd rather not do it now.
Unless, I wouldn't mind now because I have more. I'm deeper, you guys. I've evolved. You know,
you've matured evolved.
A little bit. I have. I've matured a little bit.
You couldn't pay me to find a man with a bike now.
No, I couldn't. Now with a bike I couldn't now. Meet you riding a bike. If you pull up at my house, you know what? It's a no for me.
Wait a minute.
My nigga, if I look out the window and your bike is parked at my front door, sir.
He's going to tell you to
get on the handlebars.
Sir, you rode up here, but then does that show dedication?
You going to be on the pegs.
Because if you rode your bike to come see me.
It's a 10 speed. It don't got pegs.
But then again, I don't know. I'm backtracking.
Okay.
Because we got Uber.
Right, you could have called an Uber. You didn't have to pedal over
here. Until y'all get kidnapped together in an Uber car. So I say that to say this.
Right.
What if he showed up in rollerblades? No, going or not? He was like, this is part of
is
our
this
date.
Our date? Okay, yeah. Now, if it comes to find out that
I'm showing up with rollerblades and I brought you a pair and we're about to go and run it.
That's cute. Yeah. I would like that. Now, if you show up every day with them shits.
There's a problem.
Then that's your means of transportation. What if he
showed up to your house with a guitar? He sang your way through his
day. Don't play with me. That's you. You got jokes today, huh?
She's reaching. Okay. She's reaching.
You know the reason I'm saying? Okay. No, I do love instruments though. So, but don't play guitar for me.
I would say take them damn skates and go skate your ass back.
That's
home.
Fun though. I can't skate for shit, so I'm gonna hold on to you. But that's fun.
Because then I'm gonna sue you. Because you thought this was a good date, and what if I don't know how to skate?
Aww.
No.
Then you hold on to his waist, and y'all just... What's that ATL movie where they was like roller skating and shit? Or Roll Bounce,
yeah.
Nah.
Okay, another deal breaker. So, hygiene.
What do you mean?
If y'all are on a first date, and you notice like those little booger things in their eyes...
Eye boogers.
Or whatever, there you go, eye boogers. If you notice that... If you notice he has a little wax in his ears, dirty fingernails, or vice versa with the female.
Yeah.
That's a deal breaker for me because that shows you can't even do the common the basics. Steps, the basics.
That's not a deal breaker for me. Because.
I was just on camera how we both looked at it just now because, man, what?
That's not a deal breaker for me because, okay, so what if this man is trying to impress you and he had a really, really rough night. Whatever the case may be, we don't know what that situation is. See, I'm all about showing grace. I don't really necessarily care what you look like, per se. I care, but not to assert, not to that interest. So if you woke up and you're meeting me and maybe you got a little eye booger, you know what? I'm confident to say, hey, you got something in your eye. You might want to just go like this.
But you're the same woman who would pick someone's booger. So that's a different, you're a different breed. I just feel like you show effort. You know what I mean? Like,
see, when you clean up a little bit.
But you know what? My effort is different because I feel like the fact that whether you was tired or not and you barely wash your face, you showed up for your girl. Holla at your girl. And then if I see it, here's the thing. If I see it and you're like, oh, hold on, let me go back and fix it. All right, cool. You really didn't really care. I think we get so caught up in perfection. Like what people, that's why I'm all for it. You want to go on a date with me? Let's go to breakfast.
I want to see what you look like first thing in the morning.
Because if you show, I'm gonna tell you, it's a deal breaker for me. If I was a man, mm-hmm. I'm acting like if I'm a man.
Uh-huh.
I invite you out to breakfast at 6 a.m. and mm-hmm. you're dolled up, bitch. We're not going on another date because you're not comfortable. You're not confident. You who gets up and go with full eyelashes on, eyebrows slayed at 6 a.m. I'm not.
I'm indifferent because
now you're hot. I'm not doing it.
But what if that's who she is in general? If she wakes up every morning to go to work and she does this for herself, what's the problem with that? I don't see an issue because I think everyone should take pride in how they look. I don't give a fuck if you're going to the airport. If you're running up the street to go to check the goddamn mail at the post office, take pride in how you look. You never know what happens.
That is true.
So,
but
I didn't do that.
Well,
it depends on your style. Too.
I mean, that's true, too.
Because true. Who says that you're still not attractive with a bonnet? Who says you're still not attractive with a head wrap? And who said, everybody know me.
A they're bonnet? Like, you nothing can doll myself more.
You can doll yourself up with a fucking bonnet. Bonnet, you better put a little wrap on it with some earrings and some lip gloss, honey. You popping.
No, ma'am. Bonnet, head wrap, I can see that because that can be cultural. That could be anything. A bonnet? Them shit, little frills around the... No.
You
look like a shower cap. Like, that's so... I can't stand it.
You don't like bonnets?
I don't like bonnets. I don't like pajama pants in grocery stores.
I don't like pajama pants.
It's that's like showstone.
Okay, hold on. In my defense, I'm at a point in my life... Hold on. I'm at a point in my life, I don't care. If you see me... And when I met her, I was dressed like a bum. Yes, I was.
Like a t-shirt and a basketball shirt.
Yes,
like,
exactly. A bum.
And it was hot outside.
That's not a bum.
But I didn't have on nice shoes. That's I literally okay. wore a dingy shirt, mm-hmm. some basketball shorts, and I would ride my ass to work. I'm not going to get dressed up, mm-hmm. get on a bike, go to work, mm-hmm. get hot and sweaty on a bike, and then turn around the next morning because I was working third shift and drive back.
hot and sweaty on a damn pedal bike. There's absolutely no way.
He said, drive back. Shut up. He's like, no way.
Okay.
But. But now, even now, I go out in pajama pants. I've gone to drop the kids off at school in my Snuggie.
He'll go to the school and drop the kids off.
In a Snuggie. I don't care.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
Yes, he does.
But you're not getting out the car, though, right?
No, yes, he does. He gets out.
I get out the car.
Yes, he does. I
don't care. At this point, I make enough money to take care of my family. I don't have to look good for nobody.
It's not about looking good, though, because it takes... The same amount of time they took you to throw that Snuggie on, you could have threw some sweats on. You could have threw a hoodie on and went about your day.
What
did you get put over, Amari?
Now I'm
you
going got a jail Snuggie, Snuggie
getting all filled up and you ain't got no drawers on. You ain't got no t-shirt on. So now you downtown in your mugshot in a Snuggie? What?
No, you. But I have no reason to get pulled over and go to jail.
You don't know this.
What if
your tail light was out? You just happened to get pulled over.
I'm not going to jail over a tail light.
Sir, are you in your Snuggie? Then they got extra questions for you because why are you in a Snuggie? Like, for real.
It's 80 degrees outside, sir. Like, why do you have a Snuggie?
Sir, are you on drugs?
Thank you. You got kids that go to this school in this area. Like, what are you doing? But, okay, we got off topic.
No, I mean.
What's
the deal breaker?
Okay.
On first dates. Okay. Yeah, we did get a little bit off topic. Yeah, right. Just a little bit.
Okay, so first dates, right? Okay. Ooh. This is the big one. And I've had this happen twice, you guys. If you pronounce something on the menu wrong, that irks my entire soul.
I want some vaginas.
This dude, I kid you not, his name was Eli.
And vaginas?
His name was Eli, y'all. I cannot remember his last name. This dude said, look the waitress dead in her face and said, he said, can I have this entry right here? Oh, nigga, what?
Entry.
The waitress, me and the waitress looked at each other like,
I think this date is over.
Okay. Then she repeated it the right way. She was like, that entree comes with blah, blah, blah. He was like, yeah, give me that entry with the mashed potatoes.
Hold on, where was he?
Oh, you know what? This reminds me of a story. You know the Florida governor, Ron DeSantis? Apparently, I wish I could remember what it is that he pronounces incorrectly on purpose, and he actually cancels dates with women, or he used to cancel dates with women because they would correct him. It was like something... So think, oh, okay. Think of what I just said.
I'm correct.
Think about what I said. I said, oh yeah, fajitas. Mm-hmm. If he was correct, or fajitas.
If you
would have corrected me, he would have walked out of the date and left you at the table by yourself.
But see, I feel like you have to be able to be corrected and not be embarrassed.
You know what though? Yeah. I'm the same person though that be like, yeah, go hit me the bleach. Let's just bleach, okay? Because you know, like. Grammar is and the English or the native
language, the American English language.
It doesn't make any sense. So I'm gonna ask you this: okay. What if he's from down south or something?
He wasn't.
They talk. well, we don't know.
Let's stop that right there.
But you know what I'm saying? Like bleach.
Or that's like when Cole Martin said horse divers. Nigga, what? But I would give
horse divers.
Yeah, I remember the episode on Martin. Mm-mm. Cause Cole had got his own place, right? And he was like, it's like a housewarming. Oh, I'm gonna pull that clip up for y'all. But he was like horse divers, and it's hors d'oeuvres, right?
Aww.
Yeah. So y'all don't remember that scene? Oh my god. But yeah, I'm gonna pull it up.
Hors d'oeuvres, and he said horse divers.
Horse divers, and he was struggling.
I don't remember that.
But you know what? I would feel like there's nothing wrong with that because why the fuck is it spelled like that? Why the fuck is it spelled like that? Make it fucking make sense.
How do you pronounce it?
Say it again.
There you go.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Hors d'oeuvres.
So why did, and what's it start with?
An H.
Why?
O-R-D-E-R-V-E-S. Hors d'oeuvres.
Right. But it starts with an H. What the fuck is the reasoning for, anyway.
Okay, so see what I'm saying? All right, time out. So what you're saying is pronouncing menu pronunciation items wrong.
Yes,
it's not a deal breaker for either one of you.
No,
if you said entry, or what did he say?
He said that man said entry. And said it twice after she said it correctly.
I would have been done after that date.
And we was at TJF Friday, y'all.
Well, that's
your first mistake.
Right.
Y'all went to TGI Friday.
I was young. I said in my earlier 20s.
You know what? I haven't had a Jack Daniel's burger in years. Do they still make those?
My point is, sorry, you didn't have to say entree. You could have just read, give me the chicken.
Just give me this. Yeah.
Like, why are you trying to be? But he was sweet. But it's a deal breaker for me.
How do you be? How are you sweet and mispronounce entree?
Some people do. I mean, it's like a person that's learning how to read. You don't know what you don't know. And that could have been a thing where maybe he's one that doesn't really get to go out and experience stuff like that. Like, people don't know.
That's what you're sweet at, though.
I am very sweet. I show grace.
She does. You are actually very compassionate.
I call bullshit.
I'm not, like.
I call bullshit because every restaurant you go to, you see entree.
Not everyone, if you go into a burger joint, it's not going to say entree.
That's true, too. It might, at this point, you should know what it says.
Well, entree. At this point, but you're referring to a time late, like earlier in life. Like
you said in your 20s, was like 10 like years ago. Yeah.
I don't know. I just believe in when it comes to a first date, there's no deal breakers for me unless we're on date 3 and 4. Because in that moment, you don't know where they're coming from.
Okay.
You can, that person may, this might be the first time they have dated somebody in 5 years and they're just so like discombobulated. They don't know what the fuck. So to me, there's no deal breakers on first dates for me. I have to get to know you.
Disagree.
I got to get to know you a little bit better and know your background a little bit better to figure out what it is.
Disagree. Because by the first date, y'all should have already had a plethora of conversations over the phone to where you have gotten to know this person a little bit more.
Over the phone?
Absolutely.
I don't talk to people like that on.
That's what I was gonna say.
Well, hold on.
Ooh, that leads me to my next deal breaker. But go ahead.
When?
Because we met face to face, and our first date was at B Dubs, and we say that it's our first date because that was our initial contact. Like I was visiting a friend. My said friend was friends with him. Didn't even know he had a fucking roommate, and he came downstairs and was like, "Did you meet my roommate?" I was like, "When the fuck did you get a roommate?" And me and my friend, we were getting ready to go to B Dubs. Omari was like, "Hey, I'm gonna go." He was very nice. And then it took, what, like a month?
A month before
before we met again. And it wasn't, even then, it wasn't a date. My friend was coming over because we have movie marathons. So I didn't know much about him. You know, then it took us dating. And we would go to like, what,
IHOP? Oh, no, the very first date was IHOP.
Yeah. But even then.
And I think I had gotten off of work that morning.
Like third shift, yeah.
From third shift and met her first thing in the morning.
Yeah. That's cute. Mm-hmm.
Well, the place was right down the street from my job. So
did you ride your bike there?
I think I rode my bike back to the house and then you came and picked me up. Yeah.
Y'all were different.
Yeah, because it was.
You can't ride no bike with me. I stand on it. Amari, we would have just been besties. Like.
Really?
I was dedicated, though. I was dedicated. I took care of my business. I went to work. I paid my child support.
That. And that's the immaturity in me. And my, I'm talking about back then.
Well, back then, it wouldn't have flowed.
It wouldn't have went for me. I was into all types of shit back then.
Well, so. What was your other deal breaker?
Okay, you said you're not a talker on the phone, right? That's a deal breaker for me. If you're constantly texting me and you can't call to have a conversation, that's a deal breaker for me.
Not even a segue, but rebuttal. Okay. I'm not a phone talker. Okay. I can hold conversation, but I need time to think about what it is that I'm going to say. There's times that me and my wife will sit there and we'll have conversation and I will wait to reply to her in text message maybe a couple days later because I've had time to finally process all the information that's been flooded into my brain. And this is what I meant to say when I was responding to you. This is how I wanted you to really dissect the information.
And that's why you call, though. You pick up the phone because a text message can be misconstrued something crazy. So why not just call, say your piece for about 10, 15 seconds, whatever you got to say, and let that be it. Like, I'd rather hear your explanation. I want to have a full conversation with you. You can't get that through a text.
I disagree. Mm-hmm. And to a certain thing, because most of our conversation in the beginning was, unfortunately, through text message, because he worked third shift, and I was on first and second shift. So a lot of our communication, we still have the...
The old text messages.
Because it's linked to like our email. And we're like, we were like talking at like 2 a.m. and I had to be at work at like 6 or 7. But we were like, because you couldn't talk, he couldn't talk on the phone because he's working third shift.
And I necessarily didn't want to talk because I'm like dozing it off. But I would just be like, I would just check my phone. Like, okay, he responded back. I may or may not respond back. But I think a lot of our first interactions was text messages and then in person. We had a lot of in-person time. Sometimes a lot of our communication on first dates was taking a nap together. Honestly, like not to be funny. Like,
what? You invite me over for a nap date and not expecting anything?
Like, just come over and sleep.
And sleep?
Yeah.
What? That's amazing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I can't necessarily say that you not calling me all the time. Because sometimes that's why, like, one of the things I've been working on, and I've been even with Omari, if I'm having a bad day or something, and even like in the beginning, like, hey, I'm having a bad day. You know, I'm really not in a mental capacity. I think we have to normalize that because some people just don't. It's not that they don't want to talk to you.
Right.
It's just that maybe they had a fucked up day and they'd rather just text you so that way your mood and your tone doesn't come off because that shit comes off on over the phone. Like, you don't really seem interested. Then you hear how they sound and that might be a deal breaker.
That's where communication comes into play, though.
See, maybe I'm weird.
And you are. A lot of people don't communicate well. So.
No, a lot of people don't.
Yeah,
and now,
if you're
nowadays,
having a bad day, you could just be like, look. But then people are so, what's the word I want to use?
Sensitive.
Sensitive, insecure these days that if you say, hey, I had a rough day today, I really just don't feel like talking to you. A female or even men sometimes will automatically
what did I do? Oh, shit.
Blah, 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 blah. Oh, you're messing with your other person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Conclusions.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you jump to conclusions instead of just being like, taking this for what this man is saying or girl is saying. It's like, no, I had a rough day. I'm legit about to go to sleep. It's hard to fathom these days that you're doing that or you have all this other stuff going on like Facebook, Instagram. You can see if somebody's online. So they tell you they don't want to talk to you because they're having a bad day, but you see them
but then
online.
But they
want to
do it otherwise.
Like, what do I do? They want to talk to me. It's like, no, get out your feelings. Like, quit being sensitive. They still can do what they want to do. They just don't want to feel like being bothered, you know? So
yeah, but if you but if you're posting on social media and you don't want to be bothered,
maybe
I have
not
a problem
posting,
with it.
But maybe you just your green light is on. You're scrolling.
Oh, well, if you're scrolling,
you know
that's
I mean?
One thing.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't want to be bothered. Let me just see what other people are doing.
Hold on, I'm going to interject. My thing is this, but why are you so pressed that they posting something on Facebook?
That part, too.
Like,
that, too.
And just because they don't want to fuck with the kid right now. All right, cool.
Yeah,
like, just
they
want to
get something off their chest. They posting a meme that they can relate to in this moment because they don't feel away or they do feel away.
Well, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
And we're going to lead with our ending part of it on a couple things, and we'll be back. Talk to me.
I used to do that. I can go somewhere in fucking sweatpants and a hoodie on, and it still happens because at the end of the day, if you, whatever.
No, that's
not. So it just turns out like, well, shit, I might as well dress how the fuck I want to dress because it doesn't matter anyway.
You know what? It doesn't happen to me because I've realized something. I have. I have RBF a little bit, and I have RBF. I have resting bitch face, and on top of that, I do. I have RBF.
No,
I don't want to be in
there. I have RBF.
I like to watch though,
and
talk shit behind the camera.
On top of that, I have a couple things working against me. RBF, I'm tall, and that's already. Hold on, wait. Not tall men.
Yes, they do.
I have never. This is my person.
Not a single time.
Not a single. This is what I have working against
me.
I'm not lying. I already have RBF. I'm tall, and I'm dark skinned. So to the average person, she's a bitch. So I'm not. I'm just not. I've never dated anybody poor color. They have either been look like Omari or mixed.
I am mixed. What are you talking about?
I'm brown skin.
Yeah, you brown skin.
You tanned a lot.
You a little brown. You almost dark skin.
You are.
Look, look.
I'm activating my melanin.
But I agree with you on that. Yeah. I've always dated a Mars complexion or like, what is that?
I got to be able to see you.
What am I calling it? What is that?
Like brown skin? Mixed? Light, high yellow?
Like Katie's color. What is
brown.
That?
That's
like
brown,
that
yeah.
Tan, like that. Yeah, like that. I've never had dark skin. I've never dated dark skin.
Chocolate
dark skin?
Yeah, like chocolate. Okay. And I've always wanted, like, I want chocolate like this nigga right here. Like, just, never had it. Or just dark skin in general. They don't typically
go for women like they're like, usually brown, they're,
I've seen them usually with like white women or very light skinned. Yeah. Yes.
I feel like that's black men in general.
No. Okay. I tell Whitney this all the time. The only reason I was with Ashley was because I had never until Ebony, I had never had a black woman want me as bad, not as bad, but at all. Really? Until she did. At all. No. There was.
You were a good looking man.
Thank you.
There was. But you know what? Like, I'm not.
It's just the character you are. This is what we get.
Right. Thank you.
You really like tapped into like, damn, I'm badass mom. Like, I look good.
If yep. you let me see your booty, Amari.
Bro, you and your demeanor.
Whitney would be like, where you going?
Like, no, I wouldn't.
She knows.
Bruh, don't hang with me.
Let me get Amari.
Listen, he don't need that. I could do that. You know who my dad is. My dad is a sharp ass man.
Sure
I'm not. No, but
my, hey,
yes, you
though.
Have.
Yeah, you have.
What if I told you me and your dad had sex?
Okay.
Did anyway. You really?
No, I'm telling you. How would you feel about this?
Well, I think it would be hilarious.
It would bother me. Okay. But longer, I'm done. Shut up. Listen.
I believe it.
So. Here's the thing, I'm all for.
He's on TikTok, right? Just doing nasty dance. His dick is bop.
Oh, he got banned. Right.
He got banned.
Yes.
Just swinging.
He would do videos.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I am all for. I want people to be authentically themselves. Omari has always been. His style is like the cargos, nice little button-up polos, little beach shoes. That's literally him, right?
Why are you saying it like that?
Wait. But listen, and even like with his dreads and stuff, that's how he was. Which, yeah, but that is him. I'm not ever gonna be. Portray. I just like people. It don't matter. You could be bald head. You could be because it's daddy fine. But anyway,
she did tell me that.
You met my dad. Or you seen my dad
see
before?
I want to see Mr. Jenkins now. No, it's Figueroa. Yeah. That name too.
I know he fine when Keisha was like, "I want the daddy." Fuck Omari. I want the daddy.
Keisha?
My sister.
Oh, the one.
Hey,
that,
look, he got very like.
Yeah.
I don't know. She might have.
If
your dad looks good. Fuck it.
And he looks very young. But to me, that's motivation. Like, damn, that's what Omari's going to look like. Okay. I had to put a disclaimer out on him. I said, didn't I? When you met mommy, I said, just so you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
My mom has a big ass. Like I said, yeah. So I don't want you to, like, I don't want you to brace yourself. And what my dad was like, yes, you do got that. But that's how they are.
Let me see your daddy.
But.
Daddy Walker.
He does too much.
He does just enough.
She probably did.
Did you fuck him? You don't know.
I don't know. I can't. I don't kiss and tell.
She probably did. There she was. That's my dad. My dad is a shark.
Wait, that ain't your daddy.
Yeah, yeah, that's her dad.
Let me see what picture you showed my book. Timmy's
in it.
That's my dad. I don't like
that. Nobody does.
54.
Yes, cause what?
And this guy can dance. Do you hear me?
He dances. He does everything.
Sing, dance.
He does everything a 20-year-old should be doing. Like, he be dressed to the T.
Yeah, like
piercings
and stuff.
6'2", yeah. 6'2", 6'3",
yeah.
Something
like that.
You don't play on other teams sometimes, do you?
Mm-mm. He got his ears pierced, his nose pierced.
His dick is pierced.
I'd have been like, I don't know. Yeah.
He got like 6 or 7 studs in it or something like that. Yeah.
But when you see him in real life,
yeah.
God damn.
Yeah.
That's the shit you don't hit with a condom. You don't feel
wow.
That.
Yeah. He
got
he is,
that many right there.
What? Yeah. He's got like the little studs along his dick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He
does.
Yes.
Yeah,
several.
That's another thing. Hold on. Wait. No.
You're not doing that.
Also, I will say this. That's why my perception of men is different. Because
okay.
You know what? He would probably make a lot of money.
I don't know it.
Here's the thing, though. that's probably why my perception is different on men and dating, because no, my dad is very.
Are they together still, your mom and dad?
My mom and dad? No, I can't.
That one in that picture?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think that my dad has given me so much insight of that, like, you can't, like, really judge a book by its cover.
Welcome back. This is the Distinctive Bullshit Podcast, and we are going to conclude with expectations and first dates. Kelly.
Okay.
What you got?
So, expectations after the first date? Is that
yes,
what we're going
after
with?
We'll go with after the first date. Yes.
Okay. So, after the first
things
date,
go good on the first date.
Okay.
And you want to move forward.
Okay.
What's the plan?
I think that the plan, my expectation is that you contact me, right? Because as a man, I want you to take the lead. So, if you obviously, if you're feeling me, if you have some type of interest, you should call me after the first date. Don't text me. Don't say,
you want a phone call.
I do. I want a phone call. I said, because if text is like, ooh, we had a nice dinner, let's go out again. My answer is no. That's a big one. Don't ask me out via text. If we really have interest in each other, call me. Pick
I
want to
hear
phone.
Your voice.
I want to hear, yeah, I want to hear some type of excitement in your voice.
Authenticity.
Yeah,
because
anything else can just be like, oh, let's go out again because maybe you're expecting some ass. You know what I mean? I want to hear in your voice that you really have interest. So that's an expectation after the first date. If it's a real first date, then yeah.
Okay. So, okay.
Whitney, phone call or text is fine.
What you want, Whip?
It don't matter to me.
Really?
Short and simple.
Not at all.
No.
What? So you okay if a man texts you like, hey, this was a good first date. Do you want to meet up later on this week? That's okay?
Yeah, because I might be in a mood where I didn't really want to hear your voice. But thank you for checking in.
Omari, would you call or text a woman that you genuinely had a good time with on the first date?
Knowing me, it would depend on how well the first date went.
Right.
If
and
it went
that sets
very
the tone, right?
Yeah, that'll set the tone for me. We had another guest show up, and he's just sitting in the background right now. He's making obscene gestures, and it's pretty funny. But for me, I'm probably gonna call you.
Thank you.
Because I want to hear the excitement in your vote. Are you just as excited as I am?
Exactly.
To meet up for the second date.
That doesn't work for me.
Why?
And because I already have this nice, smooth, sexy, sultry voice. So okay. I'm not going to give you the reaction you might not. How many times has that happened to us, Omari?
What?
That's why he doesn't surprise me.
I don't surprise her anymore. No.
He expects this. Oh my gosh! I'd be like, that was really nice. He'd be like, oh, bitch, you didn't like it. So me going on an extra date and following up, he made, just from my tone alone, maybe, she, you know what, she wasn't really feeling me. I can't count that.
But
I just can't.
That is very true.
I can't count
it. But then again, that's where communication comes into play, because at that point, he should already know that you're very just
well, now,
and
yes.
Now he knows that.
Now I do, absolutely. Well,
so
I
you're saying initially that could come off as like,
she's not really interested. Right.
I mean, that goes both ways. I don't know. I feel like as a gentleman, you should set the tone for what is going to happen moving forward. If you don't call me, I'm going to assume that you didn't like the date, you weren't feeling
well,
me,
hold on.
And I'm not going to contact you. And
hold
that's
on.
Just,
what if, and I'm just saying this because, you know, I'm me.
Yeah.
Women want equal rights. Women want to be treated just like men.
Oh,
women want to be treated just like men.
Do
okay.
they, though?
Yes.
No. In what aspect?
Every aspect. What? Are you kidding me? Come on now.
Name me three. Yeah, give me three aspects that women want to be treated like men. Legitly, like legitimately wants to be treated like men. Please.
They want
to
be treated like, well, first of all, in the workplace.
How? Why? Because we want to get paid just for doing the same
thing. No, and I don't want you to misconstrue what I'm saying here. I'm all for women getting equal pay, getting equal everything.
Okay.
Okay? But with equality comes expectations from the man.
Okay.
So if you want to be treated equally, I want you to see we're
Let's
equal
get into
on this.
That one,
yes.
I'm big on workspace stuff.
We're,
so boom, you're
not
trying
even,
to say.
Okay, well, hold on. We're talking about dating.
Okay,
if you want to be treated equally, if I send you a text,
Okay. And I say, you know what? I had a great time. I can't talk right now. I'm blah, 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 blah. Okay. Call me when you get a chance. You don't call me, but you send me a text saying, oh, yeah, I had a wonderful time. Okay, well, maybe you just wasn't feeling the date all like that.
I'm with you on that one. I am with you on that one. If you ended as, I'm busy at work right now, but I wanted to reach out to you and say, hey, you know what? I enjoyed our date. Give me a call when you have some free time. But in that same token, if you're busy at work, how am I supposed to know when it's okay to call you?
That's the thing. You don't. So just call anyway.
I'm with you on that one.
That way, as a man, you show interest.
Okay.
We're on the same plane.
But then that goes back to y'all wanting to be women, low-key, because now you want her to validate your feelings or reciprocate your feelings.
Absolutely.
That's absolutely.
And I'm just speaking for me. With the experiences that I've had with women, mm-hmm. if a woman doesn't show the same level of energy and interest and excitement, we'll say me and you go on a date.
Yeah.
We go on the first date. Things go well. Uh-huh. I send you a text message and I'm like, hey, I had a really great time. Mm-hmm. But you send me a text a couple hours later like, yeah, I did too. It was great.
That means she's not interested. I'm a firm believer in 9 times out of 10, let me backtrack. 7 times out of 10, most people have their phones with them. I don't give a fuck. If you got kids.
All the time.
If you have kids, you have your phone within 10 feet radius of yourself.
Absolutely.
So, that's a negative.
Except for her, because she's on Do Not Disturb for whatever reason.
I've been on Do Not Disturb for 7 years.
It's weird.
And still gets back to everybody like she's normal.
You know what I mean? So I'm saying, people be like, oh, I'm just not. You know what, my pet? I'm just now seeing your text.
I'm just not. No, you're not.
That's with not this true. One, that's me.
With this one?
I am like
because
that.
Because you're on Do Not Disturb for no reason.
No. My Do Not Disturb is this, because I'm going to be completely clear and transparent. We are living in a world and a society where people expect you to jump at their every beck and call on a phone call, text message, or anything. When I'm at work, I'm at work. I shouldn't have to explain to you why I'm not answering your phone call. If I'm with my husband, I'm with my husband. If I'm with my friend, if it's me and you, and you call me and I don't answer your phone, it's because I'm with somebody and I'm really, truly trying to dedicate my time to them, not being engaged in my phone. Mm-hmm. That's why I started going to Do Not Disturb, because I am a person that really tries to give everyone their equal, undivided attention.
I'm indifferent.
So I don't necessarily want to hear from Susie while I'm with my girl Kelly, because right now this is our time.
Okay.
Unless you was invited, then you just need to hit me up on another time.
But that's different though, because we're talking about people of interest that you are freshly dating, right?
If
me and Amari, okay, if we're freshly dating, right, and I'm out with you, you're my girl, right? We're out, and he texts me, hey, what are you doing 2 days from now, whatever, I want to get together, right? Mm-hmm. I see the text. I put my phone down. I wait till I get home. 4 hours later to text this man. That, for me, that's not okay, because it's a quick 2 second, hey, I'm out with my friend right now. That sounds good. I'll call you later.
That's done.
That means he's not going to call me no more, because he knows I'm out.
I know what you're doing.
It's communicating.
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to say, I saw your text message. Unfortunately, I was out with someone.
Thank you for reaching. That means I'm not important to you.
That's not dismissive, because it's kind of like, you have your time, I have my time.
Yeah.
And that's just what it is. I shouldn't expect automatic. You want to know why I don't get upset when people don't call me back?
Like right then and there. No. But if you have the time, let me hear you out. If you have the time, your phone buzz, ring, whatever, right?
Well, I don't know it. It's on Do Not Disturb, ma'am.
Okay, well, you're an exception. You're an exception, right? But the normal person, if they hear their phones are off, they're going to look at it. Most people text reads on their phone or on your little
re-receipts.
Watch. You know what I mean? So I'm saying, if you can take the time to read it and then put your phone back down and carry it on about your business, that's dismissive as fuck to me.
It can be, depending on what type of person you are. So I'm the type of person, though, that this is the exception. My phone is on Do Not Disturb right now as we speak, right? But typically, I am what you call, I am the cheater person. And I'm going to tell you why. Mm. I'm not really cheating, but I do this all the time. You want to know why?
Wait. Flip to shush.
Literally, when I'm like this, I'm with my kids. I'm busy.
No text messages, no phone calls, no notifications, no nothing.
I don't.
Everything is silent.
I think that's where we're different, because I think with me, I have so many people who are older in my family. Mm. I have sisters with kids. Like, I don't. I can't shut myself off like that, because what if it's an emergency? And a lot of times, and maybe that's, what is that, PTSD or whatever, right? If I miss a call and something really happened, I will never be right with it.
Yeah, you wouldn't. So that actually happened to me. And I can tell you this. Mm-hmm. I had to realize God, the universe, did not leave me in charge. So it doesn't matter if you're calling me an emergency. I'm not going to get there in enough time anyway. So therefore, my phone being off doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
But what if?
Now, and I say that, because so I was in a situation like with my nephew.
Yeah.
I was at a job where I couldn't have my phone. Like, it had to be off, it had to be put away. It didn't matter. There's a final plan anyway. Either you was going to make it or you wasn't. So me rushing to answer the phone call really didn't matter. It didn't matter. Because my thing is this, if I'm answering in that moment, now I'm causing myself to panic. I could have gotten a car accident. I could have done so much more even leading up to it. Mm-hmm. So therefore, when I'm in a better space, and that actually, I feel like that is exactly what helped me get to the destination without being, I just saw 25 missed phone calls. I saw that my mom called, and I saw that she was the one primarily. I didn't even call anybody back. Only thing they said was get to the hospital. But in that moment, it was going to take me 30 minutes, 25 minutes anyway. It wouldn't have mattered.
Okay.
It wouldn't have mattered.
I mean, in that logic, that is true.
It is.
Oh, you're tearing up. I want to hug you. I'm not very emotional. No, but I am. No. Don't look at me. Turn the
camera. But it's really true. Like, you can't, I feel like people shouldn't live life like that. Like, I feel like people that do that,
on edge with your phone.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay, let's reel it back to.
But wait, hold.
To like relationships, right? Though, because that's what we're going off of.
Yeah.
Your expectations in a relationship. If your husband, your boyfriend, your significant other texts you, is it a deal breaker? Like, not deal breaker, obviously you're together at this point, but is there a time frame like you should respond? Like,
No.
I feel like after an hour, up? We're clearing up, my nigga, because there's nothing that.
Here's a good example. Literally Friday, I did not talk to this man at all. You know what
he
said?
Hold on.
That's not a problem. If I ask you a question.
Oh, no, that we are bad at that. Listen to this. Go ahead.
Y'all 10 years in, though. That's different.
We're
talking about fresh relationships. What's your expectations?
In a fresh relationship, you can't expect somebody to get back to you immediately.
Yep.
Period. When you're fresh. Because, you show interest in somebody.
Not immediately. An hour is not immediately.
That's immediate to me.
Now, if you got a warehouse job, I'm not texting. That's another thing. People got to understand people have regular lives, right?
Yeah.
I'm not texting you. If I know you work first shift, I'm not texting you between 8 and 5 p.m. I'm just not going to do it unless I know that you have the type of job to where you have the freedom to do so. Right. You know what I mean? So that's boundaries. One, that's one. So some people set themselves up to be pissed off. You know what I mean? You just do.
Yeah.
So, okay. What about financial aspect? If you're meeting a guy... Mm-hmm. And you're meeting a guy, or you're talking to a guy per se, and let's just say that, I don't know, they don't make the best of money.
What are we talking?
We're just going to say they make 40 a year.
Are they single? Like they don't have kids?
They have kids. And y'all dated, but you got past the first part. You got past the full initial dating.
What?
Not good. 40 a year and you got kids?
Yeah.
Oh, dog, you need to do better.
You're living in poverty.
I'm lucky.
This day and age?
Yeah.
That's poverty.
I'm just saying, but think about what you were making when me and you first met.
Okay, but which was wildly different. Exactly. When me and her first got together, I was making $15 an hour. Mm-hmm. I was paying my child support. Now, mind you, my child support is not much at all,
right,
which I am grateful for. But I was able to pay my child support. I didn't have to pay rent because I didn't have a place to live. We were squatting.
Right.
I had to do was buy food, pay utilities,
right,
and pay my child support.
But the financial part, right?
I'm gonna hit that one.
Financial literacy plays a huge part of that.
It plays a huge role.
Hold on. Hold up.
If you can't manage your funds and you make 40 a year, it's a deal breaker for me.
I can see that.
That's not a deal breaker for me.
Absolutely, all day.
It's not a deal breaker for me because you don't know what you don't know. And sometimes, hear me out, sometimes people get dealt with some shitty ass hands. They really do. And it doesn't matter. Have you ever met somebody that they just can't catch a break?
So you believe a person is a circumstance?
Most of the time, more time, often than not, they are. And I feel like it's a good example. If you are brought up in a family where all you've seen is chaos, and that's how you live life, at a certain point, you'll realize, like, this is not the life I want to live. But it may take some time because you have to unlearn everything that was taught to you.
It don't take 40 years.
It might not. Some people learn it, but you can't even really say that. Let's go in career. Some people know right off bat when they're that's little true. Kids what they want. Some people don't know.
Yeah, I didn't figure. Right. Look, no, I didn't figure out what I wanted to do until after I started playing Halo with this guy.
Really?
Me and a buddy of ours, Trav, was like, you know what? I want to learn how all this shit works.
Yeah.
I was like, shit. Now that you mention it, how does this shit work?
Okay.
But you
and
see
that,
what I'm.
In that aspect, I do agree that some people can help you grow in areas
you.
Where you didn't when you realize didn't know better.
Yes.
But that was not the scenario you guys gave.
I said
no, for real, because we listen. You said financial. Or we say
financial literacy. Yeah.
No, I said in the financial aspect. What is expected? Like,
okay.
Are you expecting? Okay, you got past the first part of the date. Okay. You guys are dating.
We're a year in now.
Are you moving in together? Are you after a year?
After a year, no.
Why not?
Because I feel like you don't really know someone until 2 years.
What?
I stand on that. The first year, you really only know what that person is willing to expose to you. You don't know who that person really is. Most of the times, okay, let me ask you
to a degree. To a degree, hold on. I can answer to this.
You can hide who you are, really are, for a good 2 years. I swear to God, you can.
I feel like, you know what I'm going to say?
Wait, hold on. I want her to finish because
hold on. Okay,
I can,
okay.
I can, I've
go
been
ahead,
in two
go
different.
Ahead, go ahead.
Now, because think about this, right? What if you meet a woman, right? She'd be like, ooh, I own my own business, or I'm the CEO at this company downtown, right? How many times are you really going to follow up on that? You're not. This bitch could be working at Popeyes across town, and she talking about she's a CEO somewhere, a CCO somewhere. You don't know because you really don't pop up at no one's job. You don't validate where they work or what they do. She could be a sex worker for you know. Ooh, I'm about to go meet with my client. Meanwhile, it's Brother John's knocking at her door, but it's her client because she told her she has her own business, and that's
so. It takes you. It'll take you 2 years to figure that out.
Because again, absolutely how many times not. Are you really going to find out, Amari?
You are.
You're
hold
not.
On. Okay, so I've been in two different situations. Okay, the first situation I was with my baby's mom, and she got to see
ex-wife.
Yes, she's my baby's mom. Ex-wife.
Put some respect on her name.
Okay. She got to see me when I started gaming. Okay. She got to see the bad.
Okay.
Mostly the bad side of me. I used to spend hours a day playing video games.
Oh.
Yes. It was bad.
Ooh, that's a deal breaker.
I will admit, I will go on record and say I was not the greatest spouse. I wasn't the greatest. But I had to learn that. When I met this one, she knew immediately how I was. From literally day one.
I literally went to work and said, that's going to be my husband within a matter of a month.
Oh, that's so cute.
I had to learn. Yes, she did.
Yes, I did.
She did. What? And she's got proof.
People laughed at me. I swear to God. They was like, you're crazy.
But I do believe that. I do believe, like, when someone's, like, really, really your person.
You know.
You know.
And you absolutely know.
And if you don't know, and it takes you time, if it takes you, okay, what does Steve Harvey say? 6 months, every man knows within 6 months that they're going to marry that woman.
I think you know before.
Yeah. I knew exactly.
I think it's false.
I knew.
I'm indifferent because, again, I feel like sometimes you really don't know who that person is.
You know what, though? Here's my thing. I feel like you never know who a person is.
That's true, too, because you're always on a grow. You have different seasons of your life.
That, too. What? But there's three parts of life. Mm-hmm. I'm going to write a book on it.
Okay, then.
There's your secret life, your private life, and your public life. And the reason why I say that.
Secret life is a hell of a
ooh,
your
shit,
secret
girl.
Life is what you keep close and dear, true, tried to yourself. Your public life is what you want to put off to the public and make it seem like you're doing.
Okay.
And your private life is what you kind of want to keep to yourself, your spouse, your friends.
Your close circle.
Yeah. So therefore, I will never fully know how he is 100%, ever. doesn't matter. I could be married to him for 50 years, and I would never know that. That's what I'm saying.
But
so you can't
want to know someone to that degree.
So to that point, it shouldn't take you. It shouldn't take you 2 years to figure out if this is going to be your person.
But
you know
that's not true though. Because listen, I date. Do you remember James?
Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out to James.
Okay, that's the homie. But certified schizo.
Oh.
I did not know this shit for a whole year and a half. We didn't live together, but I'm staying over there 4 nights a week. You know what I mean? But that shit can be hidden like no other. You can hide that very well. So.
Those types of things you probably can. But yeah. I think if there's somebody that you really want to spend that time with,
you'll see some glimpses
of things. But even still, you might want to open up and let that person in, like, hey, you know, Kelly, I love you. I want to spend the rest of my life with you, right. But I've got some problems, right. And I want you to know, because a guy might not want to open up immediately because those are red flags.
But to that point, though, I feel like that's almost being manipulative. It is.
It's manipulative to a degree.
If you're my dang, I can't tell her that I'm schizo or that I'm bipolar because she might not want to go out on a second date with me. That's manipulative because I'm a firm believer you have to give that person a chance to make their own decisions.
Yeah.
You can't wait until, oh, she loves me now, so boom, let me
tell her. Let me drop this bomb. Yeah.
Not crazy, but I have a disorder.
Yeah.
That's not fair because what if that's something that she can't deal with? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now she loves you. So
maybe she has something.
She has something in her history.
Hold on. My rebuttal to that is, you know, the average person doesn't typically know that they have some type of mental illness or disease in their late 30s and or 40s.
I'm going to low-key call a little bit of bullshit. Not bullshit, but just like, I'm going to feel like, I get what you're saying, right? But let me say this. If we're in our 30s, right, 35, you don't have some episodes in your teens, your 20s, or as a kid to where you think, dang, something's a little off. I'm not diagnosed with this shit, but I know my mood can be like this 1 second and like that another. You know something is off.
I disagree. There could be circumstances. No. You know, studies show, and psychologists will say, that if you've ever had a traumatic event happen to you, it automatically stunts your growth process. It does. It automatically will stunt your way of thinking, your process, and the way that you handle emotions.
Yeah.
So one in every person will experience, one out of like five people will experience something traumatic. Mm-hmm. And you'll take a kid that has never had any like traumatic happenings to them, mm-hmm. from the age of, let's say, 2 all the way up to 10. Mm-hmm. And you take that same kid from 2 to 10 and they've witnessed several different things, they're automatically are more prone to PTSD, alcoholism, depression, anxiety,
and again,
and
things that they are aware of,
but they don't know that when they're young. They don't know that.
Okay, right, but we're saying when you're young. But if I'm now 30, 35, and I'm going into a new relationship, and I know that that's something that I should disclose, like, okay, dang, I'm really feeling her at this point. I like her. I think we should move in together. I'm going to disclose, I might not have been diagnosed with this, but hey, listen, sometimes I have these moods. Sometimes I have PTSD, and this is what it looks like.
But some
that's
people,
something that you disclose to somebody.
What if they don't know? Here's
How
a good,
do you not know, though? How do you not know that?
Because you don't.
I was just watching The Simpsons, and I'm hee-hee-high, and then now, next section, I'm crying my eyes out on the floor. That's the problem.
That's
the fuck it is. Listen, let's go back to James, schizo, right? We watching a movie. I forget what we was watching, like Guess Who or some shit, a comedy, right? I look over, this man full-blown crying, eyes looking up in the sky like he's talking to himself. This man looked me dead in my face and said, yeah, I'm talking to Sam Gold. My nigga, what? And you didn't feel like you should tell. And this is after a year and a half in. He was like, yeah, sometimes I'll talk to Sam Gold. Literally named it, Sam Gold.
I feel like he knew. Then that's a different, but some people really don't. They don't know.
So let's give grace.
Yes.
Some people don't know that
some
they
people
have
really,
a condition.
They don't know. But
so what we say? Do you know after 6 months, like Steve Harvey says, right? Because, you know, he's love guru and whatnot. After 6 months in, do you know if you're going to marry someone, man or woman, Whitney? After 6 months, do you know if you're going to marry somebody?
Yes.
Yes. Omari, after 6 months, do you know if you're going to marry that girl?
I knew I was going to marry her 2 months in.
But, okay, outside of Whitney, your regular dating scene, did you know you just dating a girl for 6 months? Then, yes or no?
Yeah.
Either way, if you're going to marry them or not, or if they're just here. Just
if they have the potential, absolutely, yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it will take me longer.
Why?
Because I'm very particular. Because I feel like after 6 months, seven times out of 10, you haven't met that person's family. I'm a firm believer in you marry your family, your person's family. I do. I feel like I'm so big on family that if I haven't met your family within 8 months to a year, that's a red flag for me, because that tells me that you're not big on family. And I want someone who is big on family.
Disclaimer.
So personally, it would be a red flag for me just because I want a man who's so big on family.
Okay, so
that's a preference thing, though.
That's definitely a preference, because when I met Whitney, I was not big into family at all. She thought I was a single kid for the longest time. She thought I was a single kid.
No, for real.
When did you talk to my sister? Probably
like a month or two in. I was like, I didn't even know you had
siblings.
So, here's the thing.
But why was that not even a discussion during y'all's, like?
It didn't matter.
Icebreakers. Like, do you have siblings? Oh, yeah.
No, we did, but it was like, I was like, oh, I just thought you was the only kid. But for me, I don't necessarily want to meet your family, and I don't believe that you're marrying somebody's family. No, fuck no. Because at the end of the day, when you get married, everybody else is, your family is always going to be your family, regardless if you're married, single, dating, whatever. But the minute that you say I do with that person, or the minute that you're really committed,
that's your family.
Right?
Right.
What, that's your family?
Yeah, I'm talking about like you and him.
Now, we're family.
Right, correct.
So everything else becomes second. So if you don't get along with the uncle, I guess I ain't cool with the uncle, because look at it this way. If we were to split up or divorce, them family members are going to be like, fuck her. More times often than not, unless you built a real solid rapport.
A really solid, yeah.
That's my whole point, though.
No, like, you can't marry the family.
With your family, that y'all are my family.
Not 8 months in.
I do.
Not 8 months in. Definitely not.
No, maybe not 8 months, but maybe after a year, yes. Like, because I feel like, okay, maybe again, that goes back to person, because again, I grew up with like a decent sized family, and we were all close. We all had gatherings, that type of shit. So I feel like if you're not doing those type of things, it's not a red flag, but it's just something that I know I don't want to marry into, because right. I want that closeness. So, I mean, that's a preference thing.
I feel like you could create closeness, and sometimes when you create it versus it already being established, it's actually better, because it gives people a way. It gives people a way to see, like, hey, you're totally different from me. You're coming from a different background. I'm not going to adopt your family traditions. I think we had a discussion about the last name. I told him, like, I want to keep my last name, or we should create our own last name, because really it's our lineage on what we're going to do in the future. I don't care if you're a Jenkins or a Figueroa or a Walker, let's create our own shit. No, I'm just saying, like,
no, really.
It's one of those conversation pieces where I think we get so wrapped up in
tradition. It's tradition.
Yep. Yeah. And it doesn't have to be like that. Cause not to be funny, it's not even our fucking real last name, so don't fucking matter.
Okay, we won't get into that. Get into that.
So, boom. All right, two things. You just
all right, then we're
talking
done.
About, okay, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so boom. Me and you was talking about one time at brunch. We said, is marriage still goals? Right? Like, is marriage still the goal? Before it used to be, right? You were supposed to get married, have the kids, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Do people still put enough focus on marriage as being like the ultimate goal after you meet someone?
You can't.
I'm gonna say it's not. I don't think marriage is as prominent as it once was, for many of reasons. I think a lot of the times marriage before was done because you have to establish beneficiaries. You have to establish like stuff like that, like if I'm in a hospital, who's gonna make these decisions? You got married, so that person have the right to do that, right? Now you don't have to. You have living wills. You can appoint
that
stuff was there, power of attorney.
Yeah, that stuff was there, but I think the thing is, people back then, like our parents and our parents' parents, didn't really talk and discuss about those things.
Yeah.
Which made it like this this taboo, like, oh boy, you know, you got married. Well, it has to be your wife.
And have y'all read a marriage license? Have y'all actually read that shit? That's crazy.
She has.
I've looked at it. It's insane, the wordings of it. And if we want to go back to when weddings really started and all that shit, it was really done because most women at that point in time, they were at home, right? They stayed at home, blah, 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 whatever. Now we're in a day and age where women, we low-key make
more than men. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? And so it's kind of fucked up, though, because a lot of women now are getting prenups. Like, we're initiating that shit.
Really?
Yes. If there was a study that shows it's a growing rate that women are initiating now more than ever. So is marriage really the goal? I'm going to say no, because I feel like you could, if you love someone, right, you're my partner, we're here, we're in this shit for the long haul. I don't want to have to sign a marriage certificate saying that we're married.
Thing,
yeah, that for what? Like, I don't get it.
I can see that because it
love is not enough.
it's when you sign that marriage certificate,
it's a piece of paper at the end of the day.
At the end of the day, it's a piece of paper
that y'all signed to say
you're allowing another entity to govern what you and your person have said.
But my thing is this. If you want a piece of the pie for what, though? If in case y'all don't work out, you want a piece of...
No, I want a piece of the pie for my kids. Not necessarily if we don't work out.
Boom. That's where trust funds come in.
Hold on.
Have something set up for your kids to where, boom, if we don't work out, they get this. It don't have to go to the ex-wife because if... Me personally, right? If I have a husband and he's Daddy Warbucks, whatever, right? I don't necessarily feel entitled to what this man does day in and day out unless I really have a hand on what he's producing financially.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel entitled but to that man's money. I don't want half of his. I don't.
So here's the thing. I don't want half, but I don't want half. I tell him all the time, we get a divorce, them is your fucking kids. I bet I'm not having sole custody. I swear to God.
She will be the one with visitation.
I swear to God, and I'm going to tell you why. Y'all laughing? Okay, but you laughing? But real talk, this is how I look at it. Marriage is, you're fine. Marriage is a contract, right?
It shouldn't be.
Hold on, but not in that capacity what you think. So... Every hour, minute, time that I'm encouraging you to be better for yourself, I had a hand in that. I don't care how you cut it. I had a fucking hand in it.
You can't put monetary value on that.
You can't. But I had a hand in it. If I encourage you to do it, I had a hand in it. That's just facts. Let's call a spade is facts, right? If you push me to do something better, I wouldn't have never done it if I didn't have that push or goal or whatever drive. Mm-hmm. You had a hand in it. When you're together for so long, the monetary amount, more times often than not, doesn't really matter. I think people
get caught up on that.
They do. They get caught up on it. But really, it's time investment. You're going to make several investments in life. You're going to make investments when you choose your partner, when you commit to a job, when you buy a house, and when you get a divorce.
I mean, look at Janet Jackson. She had a commitment to some billionaire, married him for what, 3 years, and then divorced him and got half of his shit.
That's insane.
That's absolutely crazy.
That's crazy to me.
Hawaii.
As a woman, I wouldn't even if you awarded it to me, I would not personally feel like taking it. It's like, especially she's Janet Jackson, bitch, you got money.
You got money. Like, what are you doing?
What?
Comes into the play in this. By that thought, no one should pay child support. And I only say that because for what? You got it. You can do it without the child support.
No, time out.
No.
I'm not an advocate of child support. I'm an advocate of child. I'm not an advocate of child support.
This conversation kind of went sideways.
I feel like even if
I'm not either
because even if that man sat there and told you, Becky Sue, I don't want no babies, and you made that decision to still go have that baby, knowing this man just told you to your face he don't want it, I feel like that's on you. A man should be able to sign off his rights, and a lot of men should start doing that too. Sign your fucking rights away.
You can't.
Why?
You can't.
In Ohio, you can.
No, you can't.
Since when?
I don't think it's that easy.
You can't. You have to prove.
Okay, well, that's where the law is fucked up.
Well,
because now women have the choice to keep a baby and force a man to pay. That's crazy to me.
And I know a situation. I don't want to say her name.
Mm-hmm.
Was like that. And her ex-husband or boyfriend was molesting her daughter. Mm-hmm. And at that point, okay, your rights are gone. Now you're paying child support.
But that's an extreme.
Yeah, that's an extreme case.
Okay.
That's an extreme.
Where that must be. But in a typical situation, if dad says, hey, I'm hands off.
Yeah.
But at that same token, and I know we got completely sidetracked with this, and I don't want to get into that, but at what point is it between the parents and the government? Yep. And the parents, because as soon as the government gets involved, they're taking their cut because they want exactly. some of that money. But outside,
let's get back on track. Is marriage goals, Amari?
Marriage goals. I enjoy my marriage.
Yeah.
For me, right now, yes.
Okay.
If I was dating out here nowadays, absolutely not.
Okay.
I just, I would have to meet her all over again.
Oh, that's so cute. Y'all would make me.
I think I would agree because
it's different now. It really is.
Well, I'm not. I never thought marriage was goals. If you would have asked me when I would get married, I would have said no.
Yeah.
And it's only because of my my upbringing. I would have been like, fuck no. I told you people were surprised. You were surprised as fuck. Like you get married. That was not my intention. That was not. I thought I would be the person. Like I would be like my sisters, 34, 35, no kids. Just living life, traveling, doing whatever, and just being me, because it was not, I'm a firm believer that you walk into life and every season is going to be different. So I never was like, oh, I need to have kids by this age, I need to be married by this age. So marriage, honestly, was never a goal for me.
Okay.
If it happened, it's great. And if it didn't, I'm 100% confident I would have been okay. If I was not married at almost 35, I would have been perfectly fine.
Okay, so for me, is marriage a goal, right?
Let's go.
Off rip, I'm going to say no. But okay. I'm going to say because maybe I think that in my dating span that I've dated, the type of men that I've dated and stuff like that, maybe I just haven't been shown that that's a goal. You know what I mean? Like maybe a lot of the guys that I've dated, you know how you can talk to someone and you adapt their ideals, right? They kind of become yours. Even if they wasn't before, it kind of like rubs off on you like, dang, maybe marriage ain't it. Like, da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. If a man tells you, no, I don't ever want to get married. I don't understand it. It's a piece of paper, blah, blah, blah. And you didn't usually subscribe to that. But if you have enough men that you date say that shit, it becomes like dang, maybe.
Is that really the thing?
Yeah, like maybe it's not a goal. So maybe I haven't met the person who makes me feel like, I want to get married. Now, at the end of the day, do I want to be 80 and alone? No. Nobody wants that. You know what I mean? But does it have to be a marriage? I don't necessarily think so.
It doesn't have to be.
So, I feel like if you're committed to someone, you're committed to them.
Amvani was married, but she traveled and did her own thing for the longest time.
Yeah. So marriage wasn't a goal, but I had enough examples of what marriages look like.
Yeah.
So with that, I will tell you this. Mm-hmm. You can ask anybody I knew. I will never have any other kids with nobody but him. I don't care if we divorce. Then if I wanted another baby, you better go ahead and pop it for Pimp.
Because
I swear to God, I'm not having no more kids. Because I always said, one thing I did know is I did not want multiple baby dads. You want to know why?
Yep.
My mom was married to a man for 20 years and had 8 kids.
I agree.
And that was just not something that I grew up with. All my aunt, they literally, everybody has the same dad.
I agree.
So I don't know nothing of, except for my dad, trendsetter.
Right.
I don't know nothing of, no, for real facts. I don't know. And even then, you only have 2.
Yeah.
But you was with one person for 20-some-odd years with 8 kids.
Right.
That is unheard of. If we divorce and I got baby fever, let's talk about some options because I want our kids to have the same last name.
Artificial assimilation, boom.
I'm not doing it.
Oh, I'm all for that. No, there's no artificial nothing. I'm going all in for that.
But goals, I say at the end of the day, you should love who you love.
Yes.
I think people should really watch or just show grace. I'm going to leave off with. I'm just going to show grace in the beginning, middle, and end, like I did with you. And that's just going to be the gist of it. Because I believe in showing people grace. I don't know people's circumstances, what they went through, their upbringing, what they feel about themselves now in the present, in the future. So the only thing I can do is just be nice. Even when I want to be mean, I'm just going to be.
Let's go ahead and get some applause for that. Yeah.
Yeah, other than that, I'm not gonna stress myself out about it.
Okay.
I used to not know you, so it really doesn't fucking matter.
Wow. It's true. So, for me, I think that to wrap that whole thing up,
I agree with showing grace. I think that you love who you love. You can't help who you love.
Yes, you can.
I don't know. I don't believe you can help who you love, honestly. I think that I believe in partnership over love connection. I truly do. I think love can grow.
Yes,
I think that if you're my friend and you're my partner, like we can talk about financial stuff together. We can talk about businesses together. We can talk about our like plan a future together. I'll take that. And the love part can grow because that aspect can show me like, man, if you can teach me something, that's my love language right there. Teach me. Like if I can learn from you, I love that. And if I can't, then I really don't see a future with you. And that can be from cooking. Show me different ways to clean this house on a regular.
Let me show you a new way to wipe your ass. Yeah, here, take the toilet paper and do this.
But just little stuff. Like, I have to be able to learn from you in some capacity. And if I can't, it's never going to work for me. So, I don't know.
I would probably say something to the same because I've learned quite a bit being with you. Yeah. And it has definitely, I still have my problems, but I've definitely become a better person. I've become a better father with the lessons that I've learned being with you. So I would take that.
Oh, teach me Kelly. Something. Yes.
But like you said, love can be learned.
It sure can.
It sure can.
Love can be learned?
Love yes. can be learned.
It can grow. Love can
grow. Well, yeah, love can grow. Love can it grow. Can't be learned, but it can grow. Right.
It can be learned, too, because some people didn't...
Start off that
didn't
way.
Didn't see love growing up, so they don't know how to receive it. They just don't. So some people can learn how to love and how to receive it. So
that is true.
I think you can learn to love.
What you mean?
You can.
That's good.
Well, thank y'all for joining in. On this conversation.
It's been a long one.
Yeah.
But we're overdue. We are way overdue.
We're
going to try and get better. We promise, y'all.
Oh, shit. All right, bye.
All right, we'll talk to y'all later. Peace.